Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third, the center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting eighth, the third baseman, John Castano. Batting ninth, the DH, Willie Norwood. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Hartzell. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth, the DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth, the catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball four. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartzell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norwood moves to second. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson throws to Burleson, and they have Norwood in a rundown. The throw to Hobson, who applies the tag, and Norwood is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hartzell covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a pop-up towards third. Castano juggles the ball. That's an error on Castano. Remy moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell throws the ball into Smalley, who tags Burleson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Remy moves to third. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy scores. Rice moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a line drive into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Hobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.